microphone to work here. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Well, let's see here. Good afternoon. Having a little technical difficulty to start with. Hand me that different microphone, will you? That one right there. See if it'll stretch. I don't even know how that one goes. Out. Out. And out, I guess. Who knows? Okay, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. There we go. Boy, I'll tell you, the original microphone would not work for some reason, but I think we're on the air now. My goodness, haven't had a start like that for a little while. We got a call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey.
I was going to mention that Scott mentioned maybe sometimes moving that slider or the pot, you know, on the controls, that microphone, the volume, I guess, on the microphones.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was sort of dirty or something.
Yeah, I was trying to move that thing, and that trick was not working this time.
Okay.
So.
I know he is having a lot of problems, at least in the 10 o'clock hour this morning.
Oh, was he? Okay.
There was, you know, him and Glenn both on. So.
Yeah, so I just I swapped out another one, and so
yep.
We'll just see how this one goes.
It sounds good now.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
So long as we're coming through clear.
Good.
Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Okay, we're coming through clear, and that's good because we've got some good things to mention today here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We got an exciting afternoon planned for you. We want to thank our supporter first. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast here on 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Hey, when you get a chance, check out my show website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Of course, the station has a website, too, at wwgh1071.com. So check that out when you get the opportunity. Okay. Well, I didn't get to my regular intro. I don't know if I said my name, in case you didn't know, but this is Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. Delighted to be with you today for the broadcast. And, okay, here's what we are going to do today. We are going to give away 5 different gift cards to 5 different people. So we are doing 5 different drawings here at 4:55 this afternoon. We're going to make 5 different listeners winners. And all you need to do is call and answer a trivia question, and we will put you in the drawing and get you all signed up for a chance to win 1 of 5 different gift cards. There's 4 fast food gift cards and 1 gas station gift card. And as the program goes on, I'll tell you what they are, but you're going to want to get signed up for a chance to win. No, I'll go ahead and tell you. I'll go ahead and tell you what they are. We've got 1 to Wendy's, 1 to Taco Bell, 1 to Arby's, 1 to McDonald's, and 1 to Speedway. So you could, it's going to be totally random how we choose the winners at 4:55 this afternoon. So here's the trivia questions that we have for today. And the first page I have is some Disney questions. So the younger members of the audience out there might like these, as well as the older members of the audience too. In Beauty and the Beast, what is the name of the clock? In Beauty and the Beast, what is the name of the clock? Also in Beauty and the Beast, what is Belle's father's invention supposed to do? In Beauty and the Beast, what is Belle's father's invention supposed to do? My number, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I will sign you up for a chance to win, okay? Who is Chip's mother? Who is Chip's mother from Beauty and the Beast? What color is Belle's dress she wears while in town? This she starts off wearing this dress in Beauty and the Beast. What color is Belle's dress she wears while in town? What is the name of the mouse in Dumbo? What is the name of the mouse in Dumbo? All right, we have a call coming in. Let's see if we can get a winner here. Potential winner, I should say. Hi, we're on the air.
Crosswood.
Cogsworth, yes, that is what we are looking for in Beauty and the Beast. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And is this my buddy Lucas?
Yeah.
All right, Lucas. I will sign you up for one of these gift cards, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We'll get Lucas signed up for a chance to win. And get you, too, at 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Blue dress.
Blue dress. Yes, blue dress is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this my buddy Noah?
Yes.
All right, Noah. You been having a good day today?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night, all right?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, some of the kids taking advantage of some of the kid questions here early on in the program here on Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, and we are signing people up for a chance to win. We are giving you 5 gift cards today, 5 different winners at 4:55 this afternoon. So if you've wanted to give me a call here, for, you know, several different weeks or since we've began and you haven't called before, this is your week because you have a good chance of winning because we're making 5 different listeners winners at 4:55 this afternoon. Again, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Arby's, McDonald's, and Speedway will be drawing 5 names at random for those gift cards. In the Disney film, Peter Pan, which hand of Captain Hook is a hook? Okay, in other words, what hand is a hook of Captain Hook in Peter Pan? Did I say hook enough? Maybe you got the point anyhow. Okay, here we go. Turning to some other varieties of questions. What does CNN stand for? I'm sure you've watched CNN before. What does CNN stand for? What does CBS stand for? What does CBS stand for? Who coined the phrase, "It ain't over till it's over"? Who coined the phrase, "It ain't over till it's over"? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's his left hand.
Yes, it's his left hand. That's right. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Doing all right, and this is Becky, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good to hear from you today.
And you too, Nate.
All right.
You have a good day now.
And you too. I got you all signed up for a chance to win, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I must say, I didn't know it was Captain Hook's left hand. I didn't know that. After his retirement, Jackie Robinson became an executive for what coffee company? And I'm not familiar with a coffee company either. Hi, we're on the air.
Hennessy Q.
All right, say it one more time.
Timothy Q.
Timothy Q. That's the name of the mouse in Dumbo. Well, how are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Miss Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right, Miss Allison. I will sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling me today, and you have a good evening, all right?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 4:27 is the time on this July the 22nd. Where did July go? Boy, we are speeding towards fall, aren't we? My goodness, already. Okay, after his retirement, Jackie Robinson became an executive for what coffee company? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, CNN. Cable News Network.
Cable News Network, that's right. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. We will sign you up for one of these gift cards.
All right.
And be listening at 4:55. We'll see who the winner is.
All right.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, David Avery phoning in there here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Love to hear from our regulars, and we'd love to hear from you, too. Maybe you've never called before. Maybe you think it's scary being on the radio, but it's really not, because I'm not a very scary person. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. What is the official score of a forfeited game? Now, I'm not sure. This is the only part of the question I have. I'm not sure if it's a certain kind of sport or if it's any kind of sport, but I don't know. What is the official score of a forfeited game? Maybe you could tell me what in the question, too, when you call. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm Heather.
All right.
Okay, CBS, Central Broadcasting System.
Yes, sir. All right. Good to hear from you. Yes, sir. Yep. Well, what you been up to, buddy?
Oh, running to the doctors and trying to get taken care of.
Yeah. Sometimes we got to do that, don't we?
Yeah, I had two back-to-backers this morning. One left one, I had to go right to the other one.
Yeah.
They were all connected, but I had to go one or the other. I got one tomorrow and one Friday.
Oh, wow. Boy, oh, boy. Yep. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they got me running.
Yeah, they got you all booked up, buddy.
Yeah, I'm booked up for 3 days next week.
Man, oh, man. Wow.
Yep.
Well, I hope they get you all taken care of.
Well, I hope they do something.
Yeah.
But anyway, how was your weekend, Ben?
My weekend was good. We went down to Delaware County Fairgrounds. They had a food truck display of different food trucks, and we took advantage of eating at different food trucks down there. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I don't get out much, so I don't get a chance to go to them places anymore.
Yeah, right.
I'm just sticking there to house.
Yeah, well, hey, what do you got on the menu for tonight?
I got cold cuts.
Cold cuts. All right.
Yep.
Got some bologna and some chicken and turkey or anything?
All that stuff, yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, we'll be back in a second on WWGH.
It's Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back after that short break here, and thanks so much for listening, and we have a caller on the line, I think. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, if this is Miss Ashley, I think I heard through the grapevine that you had a birthday today.
Yep.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Doing anything special or going out to eat or doing anything tonight?
I'm going to go pick up my cake here at 7.
Oh, going to pick up your cake, a special cake. All right. What yeah. What flavors, or did somebody else order it for you?
I ordered it. It's chocolate, Reese's, and Buckeyes.
Oh, man. Fancy. Wow, that sounds really good. All right. Sounds good.
Was it Chockful and Nuts Coffee Company?
Yes, it was. That is exactly correct. All right. Well, you know what? Hopefully you win on your birthday. That would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your birthday, and thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Yep, happened to hear through the grapevine, and I was wondering if she would phone in. Happened to hear through the grapevine that she had a birthday today. So if she called in and wanted to say happy birthday to her, you know, we got to do something for these birthdays when they happen and have a birthday club or something or other. That would be a lot of fun. All right, 740-383-9944. We're giving away 5 gift cards at 4:55 this afternoon to 5 different listeners. We're making 5 winners today. So, you know, when I say that I wish I could make everybody a winner, I can't make everybody a winner, but I can make 5 winners today. That's what I can do today, all right? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Good. I was going to ask you, do you consider a forfeited game 0-0 because it hadn't even started?
You know what? I'll take that. Yeah, that's a good
because,
one.
Because, I mean, if a team forfeits it, I mean, it don't start, but you just wonder if it's 0-0.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's good. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah,
as a good
I used to. I used to coach, and when we got a forfeit, we just figured there's no score. So you can say no score or 0-0, you know, because the forfeited team would be a 0 if they're not showing up. And then, of course, they don't play, but it actually is no score.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering, which way you go about it. But it's actually a no-score game, really. But
yeah, it really is a no-score game. So you coached for several years then?
But yeah, I coached for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
I done Little League.
Oh, Little League. Okay.
Yeah, I done Little League. It was some out to Pleasant and then Leroux and then some out to River Valley. So.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun working with the kids. I love working with kids.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But well, what you been up to these days?
Oh, kind of just hanging around the house and doing some work around here and trying to stay off the streets.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been wanting to go fishing, but it's too dang hot to get out there and sit on a bank somewhere.
Yeah, it's been warm.
Yeah, because I like to go to the lakes and everything myself to catch them, but with this weather, it's kind of hard, you know. So.
Yeah, waiting on it to cool off a little bit so you can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I better get off here and let somebody else get
all
in
all right, there. Ralph. Thanks for calling.
And take care, bud.
Hey, you too. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Ralph Thacker checking in. And, hey, nice flurry of phone calls there here. We've got a nice stack here of folks here signing up for a chance to win one of these five gift cards that I've got. Again, I'm giving away a Wendy's, a Taco Bell, an Arby's, a McDonald's, and a Speedway at 4:55 this afternoon. So all you got to do is call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in the running for one of these five gift cards. So today we're going to have five different winners. Okay, let's turn to the offbeat stack here and see what we've got. My wife Amber did a great job lining up the program for me this week. And so she found some cool stuff. A 9-year-old girl playing in the sand at an Indiana beach unearthed a class ring that was lost at the same location 46 years earlier. Hattie Hollingsworth, 9 years old, said she was building a sandcastle with her cousin this month at a Beaver Lake beach when she scooped up a handful of sand that contained the ring. The girl said she initially thought the ring might have been one of the plastic toys that her grandmother, Kathy Russell, likes to hide in the sand for kids to find, but she showed it to her grandpa, Tom Ashcroft, who quickly determined it was no toy. Ashcroft said the Jasper High School ring bore the initials SAW in the year 1974, the same year that Hollingsworth's other grandma, Ann Sierkowski, attended the school. The family called Sierkowski, who opened one of her old yearbooks and determined the ring was most likely belonged to a schoolmate named Sam Wagner. Ashcroft said she was recounting the story to his boss when the other man directed him to another employee who is related to Wagner by marriage. The family contacted Wagner, who now lives with his wife Susan in Ireland Township. Susan Wagner recalled hanging out with Sam, her then boyfriend, at the same beach in 1974. She said she was wearing the ring when it fell off her finger and became lost in the sand. The couple were unable to locate it, so she bought him a replacement. Ashcroft said his family is making plans to meet up with the Wagners in the near future to return the ring. It's always nice to have these stories where stuff comes up found years later, for sure. A dog that went missing from her family's Kansas home turned up about a week later at the front door of her family's former home, 60 miles away in Missouri. Colton Michaels said family members returned to their home in Lawson, Missouri recently and were surprised to find the dog on their porch. Michael, who moved into the home 2 years ago, said he was even more surprised when he had the canine's microchip checked and discovered Cleo, the 4-year-old golden retriever, belonged to the house's former residents. Michael discovered Cleo's owner, Drew Feeback, had posted on Facebook about a week earlier that the canine was missing from the family's home in Kansas, about 60 miles away. Both families said they are at a loss to explain Cleo's long journey, as she would have had to cross a river and make it back to her former home. So there you go. Dog shows up 60 miles away. Animals are incredible creatures, and especially dogs. I just love golden retrievers. If I had a dog, that's the kind of dog I would want, is a golden retriever. Although there's just beautiful dogs out there. I just love seeing folks walk their dogs. I love petting them, but, you know, with all the virus and everything, you're afraid to even pet the little dogs anymore, you know? Yeah, that's one thing I miss. A North Carolina firefighter unofficially broke a Guinness World Record when he completed 5,297 burpees in 12 hours. Nick Christopoulos, 30, said he trained for his record attempt by doing 100 burpees, squat thrust with a stand in between repetitions for every call that came in at his firehouse. The day I started, I did 1,301 day. He said the record was broken twice while he was training, adding more than 600 additional reps to his goal. It was pretty devastating, he called, but it made me train even harder. He said he ended his attempt with 5,297. He said video evidence and paperwork are being submitted to Guinness to have his record officially recognized. Wow. I'll tell you, I love it when you hear about folks doing all sorts of things like that. Pretty cool. And our final story in the stack for now. A California state worker is celebrating her 77th year of working for the government and her 100th birthday. The state government said May Lee, 100, is the longest tenured employee with the state, as well as the oldest serving state employee. Lee has worked for the state for 77 years, most recently as a financial analyst with the Department of General Services. She said she still prefers to do her work on budgets with a pencil and a paper. It's just as easy to do it by hand and fast than put it in the computer, Lee told KABC-TV. Co-workers said Lee often goes above and beyond in her duties. She's very meticulous in all the reports that she writes. Yolanda Richardson, Secretary of the Government Operations Agency for California, said Lee is a state treasurer. Most people would look at her and think she should be in a rocking chair somewhere on a porch, adding that Lee still comes to work and contributes. Lee said she has no plans to retire. You know, you hear of folks that might that just keep on working after 65, and they just keep on working. And they may retire from one job and then just keep at it in another job. Wow, you talk about good work ethic. There's people out there like that. And I'll tell you, that's what makes America go, for sure. Well, we are 2 minutes away from taking another break. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. It is July the 22nd. And it's time to find out what happened on this day in history. In 1796, Cleveland was founded by General Moses Cleveland. 1798, the USS Constitution was underway and out to sea for the first time since being launched on October 21, 1797. 1926, Babe Ruth caught a baseball at Mitchell Field in New York. The ball had been dropped from an airplane flying at 250 feet. 1933, Wiley Post ended his around-the-world flight. He had traveled 15,596 miles in 7 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes. 1937, the U.S. Senate rejected President Roosevelt's proposal to add more justices to the Supreme Court. 1943, American forces led by General George S. Patton captured Palermo, Sicily. 1941, plans for the Pentagon were presented to the House Subcommittee on Appropriations. And in 1965, Till Death Do Us Part debuted on England's BBC TV. And that's what happened on this day in history, Wednesday, July 22nd. We will be back with more trivia, see if we can get more people signed up for a chance to win. We're giving away 5 different gift cards at 4:55 this afternoon. We'll take a break and come back after these words on WWGH.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back with more right here on WWGH Radio, and we are trying to get some potential winners signed up. We have a nice stack right now of folks that have called in, and all you need to do for a chance to win is give us a call, answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the stack for a chance to win one of five gift cards. The gift cards are from Wendy's, Taco Bell, Arby's, McDonald's, and Speedway. You'll be getting one of those if your name is drawn at 4:55 this afternoon, okay? So, here's the trivia questions we have left. Who coined the phrase, "It ain't over till it's over"? Who coined the phrase, "It ain't over till it's over"? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944 is my number. How wide is a football field? How wide is a football field? Can you tell me that? In Beauty and the Beast, what is Belle's father's invention supposed to do? In Beauty and the Beast, what is Belle's father's invention supposed to do? Who is Chip's mother in Beauty and the Beast? Who is Chip's mother in Beauty and the Beast? After World War I, a flu epidemic killed about 50 million people. In what year was that outbreak? After World War I, a flu epidemic killed about 50 million people. In what year was that outbreak? Julie Andrews won a Best Actress Oscar for the first movie she was in. What was the movie? Julie Andrews won a Best Actress Oscar for the first movie she was in. What was the movie? 740-383-9944. Give me a call, answer a trivia question, and I will sign you up for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air.
A football field is 150 feet wide.
Yes, that is right. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. And who is it? Who's this? And I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Sarah Burger.
Oh, Sarah, I almost guessed that's who you were, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, Sarah. We will put your name in the stack, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. There we go. Another answered question there here at 740-383-9944 and Offbeat News and Trivia. All righty. Very good. 100 feet there. 10 minutes until 5 o'clock, and we are having fun on trivia, giving stuff away today, and I'll tell you, I love giving stuff away. Okay, what language is Telemundo broadcast in? You familiar with that channel? What language is Telemundo broadcast in? What did AMC originally stand for? What did AMC originally stand for? Where did the Minnesota Twins play before moving to Minnesota? Where did the Minnesota Twins play before moving to Minnesota? And there you go. Those are the questions that I have on the table for you. So give me a call and answer one. And we will see who's going to be some winners here coming up in just about 4 minutes. Well, my wife and I have been doing some interesting things this week. As I told one of our listeners, we kicked it off Saturday by going to a food truck festival. And that was down at the Delaware Fairgrounds. They had it all set up where you could practice the social distancing and everything. Cars were all spread out, and you wore your masks up to the window outside and everything, and the lines were all spread out. And they had really good stuff. Some of the things they had were deep-fried Oreos, deep-fried Snickers. All this stuff was bad for my sugar, by the way. They had funnel cakes with all kinds of toppings. We ended up getting a funnel cake with a s'more topping on top. And that was really good, that s'more topping. Man, oh man. And boy, you talk about good stuff. And then I got a hamburger that was really good. And they put some, they cooked up some onions that were fantastic. And put those onions on that hamburger, boy, and then put some lettuce and some tomato on there. Boy, that hamburger was good. And my wife got a hot dog, an all-beef hot dog with cheese on it. You could get chili and cheese on that thing. And, man, it was delicious. And I believe they're doing that every weekend. Is it Saturday and Sunday, do you know? Saturday and Sunday from like maybe noon to 7 at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. There's no charge to get in. The only charge is just for your food. And you just go there. You can either take a lawn chair and eat by your car and just kind of chill and hang out. And it's a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something to do, you know, Delaware's not too terrible far away. And if you love food trucks like I do, and if you miss them because if you haven't been to any fairs or festivals or anything like that, why, you can jump on Facebook and type in Delaware Fair Food or something like that. You'll find it up there on Facebook. You type it in, and you can check that out. Well, you know what? We are heading to the Allen County Museum, if everything works out, on Friday. The Allen County Museum and Collection in Lima is currently the only county museum on Ohio accreditation by the American Association of Museums, and with good reason. The two-story building is filled to the gills with all sorts of historical oddities, the emphasis being on local artifacts. Everywhere one turns, there is something weird and wonderful. For instance, there's an old-fashioned hearse sitting in the middle of the transportation section and an iron lung in the medical area. Some of the museum's other exhibits include swallowed objects. By far, the weirdest collection in the museum sits quietly in the basement next to the water fountain. The long two-section cabinet is filled with over 100 objects removed from people's esophagus, lungs, and larynx. For whatever reason, Drs. Walter E. Yingling and S.D.C. Yingling began saving assorted things their patients had swallowed. Each object had been lovingly affixed to a piece of paper bearing the name, date, and age of the person from whom it was removed. Among the collection is an open diaper pin, buttons, dentures, coins, and animal bones of assorted shapes and sizes. Some of the stranger items include a key, a pencil eraser, and even a long length of rubber hose, which is often mistaken for a horseshoe. So there's all kinds of things at the Allen County Museum in Lima. So we're headed there on Friday. We've been there before, and we just love it. So we're heading back. Hi, we're on the air.
That's me, Nate.
Hey, Bob.
That flu, was that 1920?
Not 1920, it was a few years before that.
Well, 1918.
Oh, you're getting close, just a few years before that.
Yeah, well, I knew it was under some of them, I couldn't figure out which one.
I'll go ahead and tell you, it was 1912.
1912?
Yeah, 1912 was the year, yes.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd give it a try.
Okay, Bob. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, it's time to draw for our winners right now. And my wife Amber is going to help me out with that. So we're going to go through and let's draw for the Wendy's gift card. And let's get all lined up. So Who is the winner of the Wendy's gift card? David Avery. Congratulations, David. You're the winner of the Wendy's gift card. Going to the Taco Bell. Who is the winner of the Taco Bell? Miss Ashley. Congratulations, Miss Ashley. The Taco Bell gift card. Going to the Arby's gift card. Who is our winner for the Arby's? Sarah Burgraff. Congratulations, Sarah, for the Arby's gift card. McDonald's. Who is the winner for McDonald's? Noah, our energetic young man. Noah, congratulations for McDonald's. And Speedway. Who's the winner of the Speedway? Ralph Thacker. Congratulations, Ralph, for the Speedway gift card. All right. Let's see. I got everybody's addresses except for Sarah Burgraff at the end of the show here, as soon as I go off the air. Can you give me a call with your address and I will send your gift card right to you, okay? Just give me a call as soon as I go off the air here at 5 o'clock. Give me a call back, 740-383-9944, and I will send your gift card through the mail. So with all this COVID stuff, you don't have to worry about coming down through here to the station, catching somebody here and all that stuff. It's just as easy for me to stick a stamp or two on it and send it through the mail. So we will do it that way. So, Sarah, if you can give me a call as soon as the show is over, we'll get that taken care of. Everybody else, I believe we got your addresses right here on record. So we will get those sent out to you. So thanks, everybody, for playing. I appreciate all the phone calls today. It's been a lot of fun, and it was fun making so many people a winner today. So thanks to my wife, Amber, for sitting in here and helping me out. And do you have the recipe handy? We've got just enough time to do a recipe here on Ladies' Corner. I'll figure out which mic you are since I'm all mixed up today, but I think I've got you up. What's our recipe for today?
Cool and creamy coffee milkshake. 1 cup brewed Maxwell House premium cup coffee cold. 2.5 cups vanilla ice cream. 6 tablespoons thawed Cool Whip whipped topping. 1/2 ounce Baker's semi-sweet chocolate shaved into curls. Blend coffee and ice cream in blender until smooth. Pour into 3 tall glasses. Top with Cool Whip and chocolate. Serve immediately.
All right, sounds good. You can find that recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate in Facebook. It'll come right up, and you can get that recipe off of there for our Ladies' Corner. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Don't forget my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, WEBS. Don't forget, Sarah, give me a call here. I'm getting ready to go off the air. I'll be here for just a couple of minutes after the show, so give me a call with your address. We'll get you that taken care of. Thanks to everybody that played, and we will talk to you later. Have a great week.
You're listening to WW.